Regardless of where you work, the following guidelines will help you be successful in supporting people with disabilities. It is important to take your time in getting to know the person you will be supporting. Ask the person and other staff any questions you may have. Learn how to best communicate with the person. Try to identify what each person likes and dislikes early on. Watch other positive and successful staff and take your cues from how they interact with the person. Remember that your role is to support the person to live their life. You should be providing opportunities and choices that allow the individual to be active in the decision-making process. Some people we support are really good at making choices and can speak up for themselves. Others may not be as comfortable making decisions, or they haven't had many opportunities to make or influence choices in their lives. If you're accompanying Paula to a movie, make sure you're going to a movie she chooses, not the one you're hoping to see. And of course, make sure she wants to go to a movie in the first place. Maybe bowling or a walk around the lake would have been the activity Paula would have preferred. Another key point to remember is to always treat people with dignity and respect. The people you support may have different levels of understanding and different ways of communicating. You can communicate with someone at their level without speaking down to them or being disrespectful. If someone is being aggressive or disrespectful to you, it can be difficult to remain calm and respond in a positive way. Remember, it is expected that you will always treat people with respect, even during those difficult times.